Spending Forever Alone. Written by an orphan account. Read by Crimson Moon. So I'm probably going to sleep for 1,000 years. Are you good? All right, you can lean the seat back if you want to. Griffin, with a little maneuvering, leaned the passenger seat of the Pessima LX back until it would go no further. He let out a huff as he got comfortable, clasping his hands over his midsection and closing his eyes once he was. Blinking, Nick looked away from Griffin, whose chest rose and fell softly with the promise of deep sleep. It was distressing to look at. Nick tried to focus on anything else than the sea of white that enveloped them, but its very presence seeped into his thoughts like a dense fog, an ambient droning at the back of his mind that seemed almost maliciously persistent. He had discovered early on that distracting himself helped to keep this noise at bay. At this point, he had already memorized every detail of the Pessima's interior 3 times over, and stared at the dashboard's neon signals long enough to burn them temporarily into his vision. The longer he was confined, trapped inside the time ring's infinite path, the more claustrophobic it felt, as if the car's metal frame surrounding him was slowly giving into the same thrall he felt, emanating from what existed, or rather, didn't exist, outside his front seat window. Adjusting his grip on the wheel, he tried to concentrate on the song that had been playing for a while now. He couldn't guess how long. Even as he tried to pick out words, to focus on the melody, the song has sunken into an unreachable monotonous hum that he had heard too many times to distinguish from the same sound that prevailed everything. This realization made his body tense as an almost nauseating wave of anxiety flooded over him. He couldn't keep this up for long. Every part of the car's interior was becoming as bleak as the time ring itself. A jarring thought came to him, suddenly, and his gaze flicked to the rolling text above the cassette player, skimming the same words over and over again, trying to remember what it sounded like when Griffin first put the cassette in, laughing as he commented on the irony of the situation. It seemed so long ago now, he couldn't even comprehend what he was looking at. The words meant nothing. The moving text coalescing, formless, as it continued to drift. His heart fluttered with a heightening dread. Why couldn't he remember the name of the song? It was more than the text that seemed to blur now. His vision itself began to go hazy, the muted buzzing slowly sharpening to a point that pierced his wary mind. He tried to move, to blink even, but it was as if his body had become incomprehensibly heavy, unable to respond to what he was telling it to do. Panic filled his chest and constricted his breathing as his vision swirled and swelled, the milky white fog overtaking him.
Nick!
He felt hands grasping the side of his head and he saw a familiar face, twisted with worry.
Calm down, I'm right here.
He blinked. After a few moments of startled staring, his memory clicked into place and he recognized Griffin, still staring at him, eyebrows furrowed. But then his physical state caught up to him, and a wave of pain slammed into him, sending him reeling from shock. He was entirely tensed up, so much so, and for however long, that it took an excruciating toll on him. He winced as he slowly released his grip from the driver's wheel, feeling as if his skin was peeling away with the leather itself.
Nick, look at me. Are you okay? What happened?
Still slightly dazed, it took him a moment to process what he was saying. What had happened? He blinked again, took a deep breath, and tried to remember. But nothing came to him. He couldn't remember anything after Griffin had closed his eyes to sleep, but he felt the weight of thousands of misplaced moments, lost time making his tense shoulders throb and his hands tremble with exertion. The only remnants being the cold, hollow feeling of terror that clung to him persistently.
I don't know. I don't remember.
His words trailed off as he coughed roughly, his voice hoarse as if his vocal cords had gone unused for months.
The next breath in was unintentionally shaky, and he squeezed his eyes shut for a moment to ground himself. Griffin frowned, reaching over to pat Nick on the shoulder reassuringly.
Well, whatever it is, you're fine now. I'll make sure not to fall asleep on you again.
He chuckled lightheartedly, a wide grin replacing the downtrodden look he had moments before. Glancing at his friend, he couldn't feel more grateful. Griffin's goofy mannerisms never failed to make him feel better. Griffin turned up the music, relaxing back onto his seat with laced fingers supporting his head, as if he were simply unwinding on the beach during another pleasant summer day back home. Friendly chatter filled the Pessima as it continued on its never-ending journey, forever in orbit, a colorful dot in the wide expanse of bleak whiteness. A remembrance of resilience and strength in the face of the despair it held at bay. The end. Thank you for listening.